My question, Congressman, I'd like to know why you and the rest of Congress aren't listening to the thousands of architects and engineers calling for a new investigation of its destruction.
Of which destruction? I missed a little bit of that. I'm sorry.
Building 7, 911.
The 9/11 Commission, which I pushed very hard, looked at virtually every aspect of the terrible tragedy of 9/11. There's always remaining questions, and I think your question, you know, needs further answer.
How do you get that further answer then?
Well, I think, you know, probably more investigations on the part of maybe not government, but on, you know, think tanks could be looking at it.
Opponents are having to adjust to these types of technologies, and they've been very effective.
And so we'll continue on our conversation about this plane and its role in U.S. military and other uses. But first, your calls. Debbie is joining us from Chesterton, Indiana, Democrats line. You're on with Frank Oliveri of CQ Roll Call. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to know, how much do you think it would hurt defense companies like Lockheed Martin in profits if journalists at publications like yours wrote about Building 7's 105 feet of free fall on 9/11 and the evidence proving that pre-planted explosives destroyed it?
Well, you know, there are all kinds of conspiracy theories about that. I don't actually prescribe to any of them. I think that what the government has said about what's happened and what law enforcement and military officials have said about what happened are accurate. I don't think that there was some kind of conspiracy.
Monty adds, do we
bad people, the rogue nations, the terrorists, and others who want to do harm to our country?
This is Phil from Daytona Beach, Florida, Democrats line.
Oh, hi, Pedro, and good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
I have a question. When you were senator in 2008, and NIST admitted that Building 7 was in free fall for 105 feet when it fell on 9/11, why didn't you and the rest of Congress launch an immediate investigation into the implication of this evidence that explosives were used to destroy it? And I'll take my answer off
here. I didn't understand. What building are you talking about?
World Trade Center Building 7 was in free fall for 100 feet when it fell on 9/11. And as a senator, why didn't you and the rest of Congress launch an immediate investigation into the implication of this evidence that explosives were used to destroy it? After all, these wars are in the name of 9/11, and I think it's time that we rethink 9/11, rethink911.org. Thank
you. You should know that this is part of an organized effort that we've encountered as far as these questions are concerned, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm unaware of and not familiar with the allegation he just gave us. The question of should we revisit and better understand anything that happened in our past, of course, especially 9/11. It was a catastrophic event in the history of this country, but I'm unfamiliar with what he has described.
When it comes to the world of technology,
some other things, but the public in the United Kingdom really turned south on the Iraq War, and they've continued it. I will say that when Tony Blair was there as Prime Minister, he was a courageous leader, and I still think that he made the right decision.
We're taking your comments and questions for Peter Wehner. He is a former senior advisor and speechwriter for the 2012 Romney for President campaign, and he works as a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center here in D.C. You can also see his pieces in Commentary Magazine. We'll go to the phones, and our phone lines are open. Robert is up first from West Columbia, South Carolina, on the Republican line. Good morning, Robert.
Morning.
Morning.
You're on with Peter Wehner. Go ahead.
Peter, a question for this morning. I asked, how much harder is it for neoconservatives to sell these bloody wars to Americans now that physics is winning propaganda and more people than ever realize the Twin Towers and Building 7 were brought down with pre-planted explosives on 9/11?
All right, Robert, we'll skip the conspiracy theories and stick to actually what's happening today in Syria and Iraq. But if you want to respond...
Sure, right. I mean, his conspiracy theories are loony. But in terms of the neoconservative, usually when people like callers like that use it, it's a derogatory term and has it made it more difficult? Yeah, it has made it more difficult to get involved for the reasons that we talked about.
Well, I think just to be quite blunt, Steve, if that were to happen and you were to have the evidence platform collapse, that would be a horrible, horrible moment for both U.S. foreign policy, for this president, and I think it would take us out of the, you know, the global engagement game for a while.
This program is carried live every morning on C-SPAN Radio. We welcome our listeners around the country on XM Channel 119. Stephanie is joining us from Sewell, New Jersey, for Steve Clemens of Atlantic. Good morning.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi. Why should we think the corporate media is looking out for America's interest in this build-up to a war with Syria when it refuses to address the implications of Building 7's 105-feet free-fall structure on 9/11 and any of the overwhelming evidence proving that there were pre-planted explosives that destroyed Building 7 and the Twin Towers?
Different topic. Take it up another time. I know very little about pre-planned explosives. So
Cheryl is joining us.
Egyptian army and their efforts to restore order and move a path towards new elections of some kind. So at the moment, we are continuing to meet our commitments, our financial commitments to Egypt. But there is a debate about that, and there'll be a debate about that in this Congress.
We'll go to Michael. He is in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Democratic caller. You're up first for Larry Kudlow. Go ahead.
Yeah, have you or other newsmakers working for NBC ever considered how many lives could have been saved in the last 12 years if you had used your national platforms to inform people of Building 7's 105 feet of free fall on 9/11 or any of the other overwhelming evidence proving that pre-planted explosives were used to bring down Building 7 and the Twin Towers?
Look, I can't speak for NBC News. CNBC News is a financial and business station. So far as I know, we have not gotten involved. That has not been a story that we covered. I may be wrong on that. But so far as I know, we have not covered that story. Whether our mothership, NBC News, has talked about that in any way, I just can't tell you.
Yeah, and Mr. Kudlow, I should tell you and our viewers that there's an organized effort out there by a group who believes that the government was involved in what happened on 9/11 to call our show and ask our guests about that. So we've addressed it. We'll move on to Gloria.
Our guest, retired General David Barno, and we are talking about potential military strategies when it comes to Iraq. Numbers will be up on the screen, and we'll begin taking your phone calls now with Wayne in Tariffville, Connecticut, Democrat. Hi, Wayne.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for having me on. I have a question. I guess, first of all, I want to say thanks, General Barno, and my question is related to the General Scales op-ed piece about amateurism of the Obama administration. And I guess the question is, how long can our defense establishment ignore the real threats to our national security, which is Congress's refusal to address the scientific evidence proving that the Twin Towers in Building 7 were brought down by explosives on 9/11 and investigate who placed the explosives in those highly secure buildings? Now, the general and I both agree that the laws of physics apply every day. And this from this, we can understand the behavior of mortars, cruise missiles, and the dynamic destruction of buildings such as those that made from structural steel. So how long can we ignore can the defense establishment ignore these real threats to our national security, which is our inability to figure out who done it?
I think the maybe a better way to look at that would be the other threats to our security outside of the Syrian crisis, and there are certainly a wide range of those, and those extend from Al-Qaeda's continued resurgence around the world and its power and its danger to American interests and to our facilities here in this country and our people at home. It's also in some ways the tremendous budgetary crisis that the military is in right now, and if you've read as much as I have, you realize that we've got large numbers of our flying wings that are sitting on the ground now, not training. We have Army units that are not allowed to do their normal rotational training to the big combat training centers because of sequestration. And so there's a significant impact right now on military readiness around the world because of the budget cuts. And all this is happening at the same time we're looking to become more engaged potentially in a conflict in Syria. So I think if we had military folks in here, certainly from the Pentagon around the table, they would say they're as worried about the impact on military capabilities by virtue of the budget cuts and how they are being rolled out here in the next several years as they are about other threats around the world.
If the president came to the military,
just to remind the folks at home, if you want to ask our guest questions, 202-585-3880 for Democrats, 202-585-3881 for Republicans, 202-585-3882 for Independents. Andy from New York, thanks for holding on a Republican line. You're on with Representative Chris Smith. Good morning.
Thank you. Representative Smith, last time you were asked about Building 7's controlled demolition on 9/11, you said there are aspects of the 9/11 crime that remain unanswered. Now, given that 9/11 commissioners Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene said they were set up to fail, and NIST admitted to Building 7's free call in their report, how is it not Congress's place to reinvestigate the biggest mass murder in U.S. history?
So, Representative, you should know there's an organized campaign asking about these questions, but go ahead.
Well, again, I think 9/11 and Tom Kane, and I thought Lee Hamilton, a bipartisan commission that I was one of the chief co-sponsors of the legislation to establish it, did a magnificent job in fleshing out. I held two hearings myself in follow-up to their findings. As they said in their report, the United States is safer, but it's not safe. And I think there will always be some remaining questions that we'll never get to the bottom but many of the questions that they raise, including our lack of intelligence, the stovepiping that led to dysfunction within our own capabilities to detect and then mitigate this terrible threat, and then it happened, of course. We're all in the process of trying to overcome that and make it work. Much of what was recommended in those recommendations is now law. Matter of fact, it was the Speaker who offered H.R. 1, Dennis Hastert, that took the findings and put them into law, and some were done administratively.
Our guest joining us on Syria, this is Eric, Seattle.
Edition of the Atlantic magazine is adapted from his new book, Camelot's Court Inside the Kennedy White House. And there's the commemorative edition there on your screen, marking the upcoming 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination. That's our topic for all of you. James Bennett, the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, is with us. John, in New Bern, North Carolina, Democratic caller. You're up first. John, go ahead.
How many decades need to pass before journalists and their employers feel it's safe to write about Building 7's 105 feet of freefall on 9/11 and the evidence proving that the pre-planted explosives brought that building down?
All right, John, that's not our topic this morning. We've addressed the phone calls from you and others that are part of the group that have made an effort to call into this program. We're going to move on. Tony in Austin, Texas, independent caller. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Last year, I called in to C-SPAN on 9/11, as I do every year. And as soon as I told the screener that I was wanting a new investigation of 9/11, she hung up on me. And I'm not sure why we cannot be taken seriously. I think you should get an expert on 9/11 on, someone from the alternative side, and let's discuss this.
Okay, Tony, we've taken your phone calls. We appreciate that you're exercising your right to call in and voice your opinion, and that is the format of this show. We've had members of Congress who are on who were on the program when you and others have called in, answer those questions. That's not our topic right now, so I'm going to move on and stick to the Atlantic Special Commemorative Edition here, looking
better than us threatening to cut their benefits.
Andrew, Utica, New York, Republican line. Good morning.
Good morning, Congressman and Peter, and I appreciate you touching upon the importance of science earlier. And it says on your website that you understand that the primary responsibility of our federal government is to keep the American people safe. And since NIST admitted Building 7 was in freefall for over 100 feet when it was destroyed on 9/11, which is only possible if explosives were used, why doesn't Congress really protect Americans by acknowledging that explosives could have only brought that building down?
All right, that's Andrew talking about 9/11. There's a campaign to talk about Building 7. On this program, do you have any comment, or should we just move on?
Well, I just said one thing about security. You mentioned security. I think we ought to have a new definition of national security that includes things like making sure people have enough to eat, people have good housing, people have jobs, that we have a strong infrastructure in this country. And so, I think that making sure that people do not go hungry in this country, I think, is a national security issue.
Jody says when U.S. troops
idea that public officials, we all know who they are, McDonough, Donald, and other people surrounding the president that night might have been interviewed. I'm not sure why that is information that should be kept from the public, but that's considered classified.
We'll go to John next in Forest Hills, New York, Republican line with Cheryl Atkinson of CBS News. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask, why aren't you using your platform as an investigative reporter for CBS News to shine a national spotlight on Building 7's 105 feet of freefall on 9/11 and all the architects and engineers who know that pre-planned explosives brought it down?
We've had this call in the past. It's on a different topic. If you want to respond, you can. Otherwise, we can
continue
on.
Sorry, I have no expertise in that area.
But he did bring up the...
I don't have to have it my way or no way at all. I don't have to get the entire loaf today, though I would like to. What I do have to do is be able to tell folks back home, tell the children back home, that we're moving the ball in the right direction and there will be a solution on the horizon.
Let's continue to take your calls. Next up on our line for Republicans, we have Greg from Kansas City, Missouri. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, my question, Representative Woodall, can you please explain to Americans why they shouldn't believe that the government is already shut down due to the fact that federal institutions and Congress have refused to do their jobs by facing the overwhelming evidence that pre-planted explosives brought down Building 7 on 9/11?
All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller. That'll be Al.
We're very happy.
First call is from Bill, Houston, Texas, Democrats line. Bill, you're on with Representative Jen Schakowsky. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to ask, why can't both parties in Congress come together on the most important issue, which is finally acknowledging the implications of Building 7's 105 feet of freefall on 9/11 and the evidence that pre-planted explosives destroyed it?
What is the most important issue?
It was about Building 7 and 9/11, and Representative, we've been having an organized campaign asking legislators to respond to this type of question.
I'm sorry. I don't really understand what the question is. What did we do?
We'll go on to our next call. This
okay.
is it's a long time to recover.
Senator Bernie Sanders, independent of Vermont, is our guest until 9 a.m. when the House of Representatives comes into session. Chris in Savannah, Georgia, on our Democrats line. Chris, you're first up.
Thank you very much. And truth. Senator Sanders, and what an honor to be speaking with one of the greatest senators ever to serve in that body. You represent the true values of America, equality, fairness, and compassion. I admire you greatly.
Thank you very much.
And I want to ask a question about the filibustering that's been going on lately and whether you and other members of Congress are going to filibuster for the 9/11 victims' families and the thousands of buildings experts who are demanding a real investigation of why Building 7 fell on 9/11, since there's now so much scientific evidence showing that explosives were used to destroy that building on 9/11.
Chris, I just happen not to agree with you on that. I don't think that that is accurate. But I'll tell you what some of the areas that some of us should be filibustering on, and that is the need to create millions of decent-paying jobs for the working people of this country, and that is the need to raise the minimum wage to a living wage, and that is the need to rebuild our infrastructure and our rail system and to make sure that we have a system where young people can go to college without coming out deeply in debt. So there's a lot to be fighting about, but that's not one issue that I agree with you on.
Jim's in Eureka.
So these are discussions really that OPM needs to be having with USIS.
From the U.S. Navy, Rear Admiral John Kirby joining us. He's their chief of information talking about security in light of the Navy Yard shooting. Your questions to him are welcomed on one of four lines this morning. It's 202-585-3880 for Democrats, 202-585-3881 for Republicans, 202-585-3882 for Independents. And for those of you who are retired or active Navy, want to give your thoughts on this issue as well, it's 202-585-3883. Our first call, this is from Joe from California, Republican line. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm a retired engineering officer for the United States Navy. I can confidently tell you that from its symmetrical fall and its 105 feet of acknowledged freefall acceleration, World Trade Center 7 building was...
I think the caller... Caller, are you there? Thank you, Hanno. Ernest from Winter Park, Florida.
Systems doing to isolate it.
Our guest, a veteran of the Bush White House, Juan Zarate, is also the author of Forging Democracy, a comparative study of the effects of U.S. foreign policy to the Central American democratization. He's a graduate of Harvard and Harvard Law School, and Gene is joining us from Joplin, Missouri. Republican line, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. Juan, why didn't DHS make any attempt to find out who placed explosives throughout World Trade Center Building 7 when NIST admitted in 2008 that the building was in free fall for 8 stories when it was destroyed on 9/11. Only explosives can do that.
Gene, it's a different topic, and we've focused on that in the past, but I appreciate you making the call and comment. We'll go to David next.
Policymaker is something that I have to deal with, and I have to go in and weigh the benefits and make sure that their voice is being heard as well.
Next up, let's go to Kathy in Woburn, Massachusetts, on our line for Republicans.
Good morning.
Morning.
Congressman, are you aware that a third tower fell on 9/11 and thousands of
All right, Kathy, we're going to actually stick to this topic today. Let's move on to our next question.
We're talking with Congressman Ron Kind, Democrat of Wisconsin, sits on the Ways and Means Committee, as he said. That's the tax writing committee. He's also the chairman of the New Democrat Coalition. Karen in Virginia Beach, Democratic caller.
Hi, good morning. Such a volatile topic this morning, but I'd like to know, since there's more than sufficient evidence that Building 7 was brought down with explosives on 9/11 to warrant a new independent investigation of its destruction, why is Congress and the media ignoring the 9/11 victim family members and the thousands of building experts who are demanding one?
Well, Karen, unfortunately, that's a little bit out of my wheelhouse. I really haven't focused that much attention on what the effects of 9/11 and this latest allegation that's out there. But from what I've seen, from all the evidence and briefings that I've seen, this seems pretty conclusive to me. It's time for us as a nation to move on. We can keep going back and revisiting that episode. But I don't think you're going to find much support on Capitol Hill to waste a lot of time going down that path once again.
Loves Park, Illinois.
Let's take a call now from Dan in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, on our line for Democrats.
Hi, Congressman.
Hi.
My question is, we can't have progress in America until we first acknowledge reality. First, with that in mind, given that NIST admitted that Building 7 was in free fall for over 100 feet when it fell on 9/11, which is only possible if pre-planted explosives were used, would you stand by the thousands of architects and engineers who are demanding a new investigation of its destruction?
I'm not going to get in those kind of conspiracy theories. I think those kinds of things just open up some old wounds for many people who have had to deal with that. I think it is clear what happened on 9/11, and I think there's enough business that we need to do in the nation's capital to not get engaged in these conspiracy theories that, quite frankly, are a distraction. I mean, we have so many issues to deal with in the United States today, the level of inequality that we have today, investments we need to make into the future, and I think we've got to get away from these sideshows. You know, we're not just the 9/11 issue, but we have a leader of a prominent conservative group stand at the World War II Memorial and tell the president to put down his Quran. Now, you know, if he's Muslim, fine, that's great. But he's been consistently said he's not. So to have these kind of immature, juvenile discussions, I think, distract us from the real issues of the day. And when you look at what's happening with the debt ceiling increase, the government shutdown, you look at what they're saying in China, you look at what they're saying in Europe, you look at what they're saying in Mexico, it's a joke. It's turned into an absolute joke. What kind of country are we going to be? I mean, are we going to be the country that leads the world, lifts up the world, you know, shrinks inequality, closes the gap between the rich and the poor, invests in the renewable energies, addresses the climate change, makes these big investments? That's what we do. We're getting so distracted now with these sideshows that we're not the country we're supposed to be right now.
And those folks who were furloughed in the private sector, many of them, unfortunately, there's no mechanism for making them whole. And they're going to have to eat 16 days or some portion thereof of the shutdown. And that suffering is very real.
Here's calls for Representative Jerry Conley of Virginia. Caroline from Des Moines, Iowa. You're up first. You're on a Republican line. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on.
Good morning. My question, building 705 feet of freefall when it was destroyed on 9/11 is impossible unless explosives were used. How long can Congress ignore scientific reality and pretend that anything other than explosives could have brought down a 47-story steel-framed high-rise not hit by a plane in 6.5 seconds?
You should know, Congressman, there's been an organized effort to ask these type of questions, but I'll let you address it if you wish.
I don't know what the gentlelady is referring to. I'm sorry.
John.
What is the most important issue?
Building 7, 911.